Hi, this is Dan Kohler, APA's Communications Editor. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of 5x5. In this episode, Captain Jeff Holt and First Officer Barbara Carroll discuss how the Compass Project support system for new mothers has broadened to help all new parents, moms, and dads navigate family leave. Jeff, take it away.
Thanks, Dan. Yes, this is Jeff Holt, the communications coordinator for the APA Compass Project. I'm here with Barb Carroll, who is in charge of our parental leave and support team. And we'd just like to visit a little bit with Barb and talk with her about what her program does and how she can help our pilots.
My name is Barbara Carroll. I'm a first officer here in DFW. This program actually started a couple years ago just through my own personal frustrations with taking leave and just so many questions that were unanswered. And it has developed into this great program that we have now, which is all under the Compass program. We are supporting our moms, and that's how it initially started. Our thing was mainly just focused on maternity leave and trying to be a support system for our pilot moms. We started by offering a maternity and postpartum checklist along with a maternity postpartum handbook. It was basically kind of geared towards what we do as pilots, where we want to make sure when we take off, we know where we're going to land. And instead of just having so many different options as far as where we could go with leave, we really wanted to narrow it down to something that was going to be useful for our pilot moms. So with this program and with our handbooks, we're able to kind of help guide our moms through this process. And we also have started doing a mentoring program as well, where our pilot moms will be paired with other pilot moms who have already gone through the process and who have also gone through the process recently. So they are fresh and able to kind of guide them through how they take maternity leave, also some of the problems and situations that can arise while pregnant and flying, all the way up to delivery date and then postpartum, and how our moms come back and are able to pump on the road while they're flying, and some of the different struggles and challenges that they may face, that they have somebody that can walk with them through this entire process and just kind of guide them as somebody who's already been through it and lived through it. So with this maternity program that we've been working with for the last 5 years, it has started to grow. And with that growth, we are bringing on a new team leader for our maternity section. And that's going to be First Officer Catherine Tucker. Currently right now, she is on maternity leave with her daughter, Harper, and she will be returning in February 2022, at which point she will take over our maternity lead section.
That's a great overview, Barb, of your program. We understand that you're expanding your program now, and you've even changed the name of the organization. So tell us a little bit about that and what that means to the pilots.
So we also have started to support our dads through this as well, through the FMLA baby bonding section. We have a new team leader for our FMLA baby bonding, First Officer Oliver Da Silva Martins, and he's been working with us since July. We're encouraging all of our new dads, whether it's your first baby or your second or third, to contact Oliver through the Compass hotline to be able to kind of connect and go through the FMLA leave process with Oliver.
Oh, that's great information. I think the program is growing and expanding to meet the needs of our pilot group. What are some of the things that a new mom or even a new dad could expect from the program at the onset of when they request assistance?
Absolutely. So once they reach out to us through the Compass hotline, it's under the prompt to parental leave support section. Once you leave that message, then that will come to our parental leave support team. And if it's with FMLA baby bonding, Oliver will reach back out to you and will help connect you to the right resources. What he'll go over with you initially will be connecting you with all of our documents on the Compass website. And then also connecting you through the AA support side as well with the company and their FMLA team on the company side. And then that way we can be here to walk with you through all of the different steps as you approach your leave time. And that way we can also just be a point of contact. If you have quick questions, we can get those questions answered for you. Same thing on the maternity side. That's exactly what we're here for. We want to walk with you through this entire process. It's easy to feel alone, especially with so many different things going on for our pilot moms. We just want to make sure that we're here for your overall support and just as a contact person during this transition into parenthood. Also, as a nice, fun new bonus that we have through the Compass program, we have started giving out a new parent care package. This parent care package form can be found on the Compass site under our parental leave support. And if you fill out your name, employee number, and then also the due date of your child, we would love to send you a care package in the mail to help celebrate the birth of your new baby or adoption.
So what are the specifics of the FMLA baby bonding program?
So when our dads come to us and give us the due date, we will let them know that they have 12 weeks of time off that they can get with American. This 12 weeks time off needs to be taken consecutively unless you are in either California or New York bases, or if that's where you reside, then you will be able to access intermittent options based through those two different state options. But the nice part is that this 12 weeks of consecutive time that you can take or intermittently can be taken any time from the birth of your child up through their first birthday. So if you want to hold off on taking that until later in the year, you still have that option as well to be able to kind of manage that time to help with your family needs.
Barb, tell us a little bit about what a pilot's responsibility would be with connecting with the company with regards to a planned birth of a child.
So obviously we would definitely want them to contact us first, just so we can maintain a constant communication with our new pilot moms and dads. That way we can make sure we send them to the right resources. But American has a new parental leave support form, which can be found on Comply 365. As soon as you fill this form out, one of the team leaders over at American will be in touch with you to discuss your vacation time, sick time, and just your different options that you have available to you for when you actually do take your maternity disability leave or your FMLA baby bonding leave. And then we also want to encourage our pilot moms and dads to reach out to their flight office as well. We want them to get to know their chief pilot, and for that way they can also tell them when their baby is due. But that way too, if something arises while you're on the road and out flying, that way you can contact your chief pilot and say, you know, my spouse is having a problem during her pregnancy, or I'm not feeling so great during this trip, and we don't have to start the communication from square one. There's an open line of communication there with our flight office, and that way they can be advocates for us and help connect us and get us the support that we need while we're going through this season in our lives.
That's great. Well, so before we conclude, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
So I know we touched on it a little bit earlier, but there are some specific state-sponsored paid family leave options as well. Right now, most notably is for California and for New York. And both of our regional offices there for the flight administration, Joe Perino and Sayori out of our Southwest region, have both been really great in connecting us and making sure that we have the proper state-sponsored tools that we need to access that paid family leave as well.
Great. Well, that's a great overview of the maternity program that we've got with Compass. Anybody wanting more information, feel free to go to the APA website, and on the Compass documents page, we have an entire section on family leave. With that, I'd like to turn it back over to Dan.
Thanks, Jeff. The direct URL for that documents page is alliedpilots.org/compass. At the bottom of that page, just past all the documents, You'll find contact information for Barbara and Jeff and the rest of the Compass Project volunteers. That's going to do it for this episode of 5x5. Thanks for listening.